This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has ordered an immediate suspension of all flights operated by the Airbus A320 family in the country until mandatory safety modifications are completed. The directive covers the A318, A319, A320 and A321 aircraft, requiring operators to ground them until prescribed checks and repairs are carried out. The move follows a global directive from Airbus, which has ordered urgent repairs on thousands of A320 family aircraft around the world after a potential solar radiation risk was discovered that could affect critical flight control data. Around 6,000 aircraft across the globe are likely to be impacted. The software update to fix the issue is expected to take 2 to 3 days, causing flight disruptions for multiple airlines worldwide, including in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister will participate in several sessions scheduled at the conference tomorrow as well. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 3-day conference yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in the state's capital. This year, the theme of the conference is Viksit Bharat, Security Dimensions. The deliberations are focusing on key national security issues, including left-wing extremism, counter-terrorism, disaster management, women's safety, and the use of forensic science and artificial intelligence in policing. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized the importance of keeping the youth motivated, keeping the rapid pace of India's development. He made the remarks while addressing the closing ceremony of the 100th Foundation course at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Missouri, Uttarakhand today. The Defence Minister said that at a time when humanity is facing many moral challenges, we need civil servants who not only say they want to bring change but also make continuous efforts to achieve it. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning on Monday, which will continue till 19th December. During the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will hold talks with the floor leaders of political parties of both the houses in Parliament. The government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The Election Commission has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions of ruling Trinamool Congress in the West Bengal over the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state and termed the allegations made by party as baseless. A 10-member delegation of the party led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi over the issue yesterday. The commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after the 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. India has extended its emergency assistance to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu after Cyclone Dithwa left a trail of widespread destruction across the island nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said a total of 27 tons of relief material have been delivered to Colombo by air and sea so far. Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, the death toll due to Cyclone Dithwa has risen to 123 and more than 370,000 people affected across multiple districts. After causing destruction in neighboring nations, Cyclone Dithwa is now approaching North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining South Andhra Pradesh coasts. In Indonesia, the death toll due to tsunami, earthquake and severe flooding in Aceh, North Sumatra and West Sumatra has risen to 248, while more than 100 people remain missing. Rescue workers struggled today to reach various devastated regions due to damaged roads and disrupted communication lines. Rescue operations are also being hindered by collapsed bridges and a shortage of heavy equipment. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.